Caroline.
I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media, your guide to technology and the modern world. On Monday, President Obama issued a memorandum asking to almost double the commercially available wireless communication spectrum. That's confusing, right? Well, let's unpack it a bit. As a nation, we're doing more on our mobile devices than ever before. Bigger files, more traffic. So the idea is to have more room to do that with. Marvin Serbio is a professor of engineering and public policy at Carnegie Mellon University.
We're talking here about radio waves. And the Federal Communications Commission, together with the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, manages what users make use of which radio frequencies so that we don't have two users transmitting on the same frequencies and interfering with each other.
Serbio says this started in the 1920s. Amateur radio operators were interfering with the Navy's attempts to talk to ships. The government then took over managing who uses which frequencies. Marvin Serbio says the best, most powerful frequencies for mobile communications and broadband are below 5 gigahertz.
Right now, all of the frequencies below 5 gigahertz are assigned to somebody, to broadcasters, maritime communications, aeronautical communications, military radar, radio astronomy. But there are a number of places where the assignees really are not making very intensive use of it.
So is the plan then to take spectrum that is being underused and kind of shave that part off and be able to maximize the use of what's already there?
Precisely. Think of it as a land developer finding parking lots and underutilized plots of land and deciding to build a large development on it.
So when we talk about expanding what's available, we're talking about just using the space on that land in a more dense way rather than annexing new land and just having more land.
Right. And we do annex more spectrum in the sense that 50 years ago, we didn't know how to transmit economically at frequencies of, say, 60 gigahertz. Today, we know how to do that fairly cheaply, but different frequencies have different physical properties. And the 60 gigahertz doesn't penetrate walls very well, so you wouldn't want to use it for a cellular phone. The frequencies that are particularly useful for mobile communications and travel long distances for rural broadband are those really at 3 gigahertz and below. That's where everybody wants to have spectrum.
All right, that's the science. But what will it mean for you?
This plan will create much more wireless capacity for the average consumer.
That's Daryl M. West, the founding director of the Center for Technology and Innovation at Brookings.
So in terms of people getting videos, downloading YouTube features, transferring music files, playing games, these people will be in a stronger position to use applications and to have faster speeds on their wireless devices.
So then what can a company do if they get a little chunk of this spectrum?
You know, if you're a wireless company that wants to offer a new smartphone feature, you would be in a much stronger position to do that at speeds that would benefit the consumers. Because the problem right now is we don't have adequate wireless spectrum, and so it limits the speeds. It's hard to add new features to these smartphones.
Who is opposing this?
Right now, there are companies that have bought up spectrum but are not currently using it. And so some of these companies just want to sit on the right to do something in the future, even though they're not currently doing it.
We're going to keep an eye on this story. Many debates on it still to come. Congress is going to get involved. We'll let you know how it moves along. Producer Larissa Anderson is here. Hello, Larissa.
Hey, John. Sad news in the world of watches. Yesterday, Nicholas Hayek died of heart failure. This guy was Mr. Swatch.
The brightly colored wristwatch back in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. This was the guy who wanted to save analog watches when the digital ones were taking over the wristwatch market. Made me think of this Bill Murray video I saw a while back on Zay Frank's website. Did you see it?
No, I did not.
Well, check this out.
What I want to know is, who thinks up all this high-tech stuff anyway? You know, it started with the digital watches, you know. A watch that tells you the time with numbers. Tells you the exact time of the second. 3:12 and 42 seconds. I don't need to know that. You know, I think that people have hands, and I think that watches should, too.
Wow. You brought us an anti-technology story. When's that from?
1982,
the pinnacle, I would say, of the digital watch era.
And there's a lot more technophobia in that little clip. You can hear it all on futuretense.publicradio.org.
This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.